Colt Resources. I noticed the names you picked for your companies all have to do with ranching and Texas, baby, and all that kind of thing. Am I right?
Yes, although I would like to have some real interesting story on why that is, but at the time we started Colt, I was still doing a lot of horseback and actually training some colts. We literally looked around the Secretary of State of Oklahoma and other places trying to find a name that wasn't too Enron-sounding, you know, .com-sounding. And there was maybe 5 minutes thought went into Colt Resources.
Right. The name, at least.
Yeah, the name, at least.
Right. So the market wasn't all that great when you started.
It was a little scary.
What was Colt Resources? What was your mission?
We were principally a prospect-generating shop. I had some partners that are actually a landman and a geologist and some engineers that were actually pretty good at what they did. We would generate an idea, put together the land, and then try and sell the prospect. We had a company at Oklahoma City that backed us a little bit on first right of refusal. In those days, there was a view that we were running out of natural gas in the U.S., and the government had put together, we called it colloquially, a self-help program for utilities, in which utilities were actually investing in oil and gas directly because they wanted the product, mostly gas, for their power generation. So we were putting together the prospects. We had several of these utilities who wound up taking most of the prospects. We operated and drilled them, and we would get a carried working interest. What you find out is that is a very tough way of making a living because you're always as good as your last well, you know.
And you're always gambling.
You're always gambling. In those days, there was very, very few private equity providers that did oil and gas. But what we noticed was that our investors that participated with us that had capital, we had the same percentage increase in rate of return and return on equity and so on and forth as they did, but they were taking several tens of millions of dollars and making hundreds of millions, and we were just barely, you know, we were spending what we were making on G&A and everything else. So we started looking for ways to finance the company better. We talked to a lot of private equity providers, but there was only just a few that had interest in true exploration and production companies. We found one that had made some investments that partially worked. They had some production, but overall they were kind of upside down on their overall investment. They merged that production into us, and then we started really getting the benefit of having capital. Once they got to where they were profitable overall on their total investment, not just with us, but we covered what they had done before, they called up and said, we need to sell Colt Resources.
We need to sell it?
Uh-huh. I had kind of thought Colt Resources was going to be, you know, it for a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time. But that's not how it worked out.
This was your company, and now because they had invested so much into it, they were in control.
Exactly. That's how it works.
You felt that coming on, obviously.
At the time, I didn't. We knew that they had equity control. I mean, that's how it works. I think in hindsight, there was probably signs. And it was actually a pretty good deal for them, and it was a pretty good deal for us. We took cash out in the transaction, and we built a little bit of a reputation of having been successful, which made it easier to do the next company. So I was very surprised when I got the phone call.
Is that the way it comes about? You get a phone call?
I don't remember if it was a phone call.
We're selling your company?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was a phone call or in person or not.
Right.
I just remember thinking, well, so this isn't going to be my long-term company. And that's okay. We've learned a lot since then.
But you came out of it financially ahead, didn't you?
Yes.
So it was good.
Yes.
And so that little twist in the road propelled you on to, all right, I started a company. It was sold. So now what do I do?
Yeah, pretty much. Once we had a purchase and sell agreement signed to sell Colt, I didn't take enough money out of Colt to retire by any means. But I had a little bit of stamina. We really started figuring out what we wanted to do next. And what I decided was I liked this private equity model, in which we do the management, we do the technical work, we do the operations, but they provide the capital.